Yeah, we were talking about Albion, and you were saying about this strange mystical air that this country still has.
Yeah. We don't have mountains, but we do have forests. I just used to live in the past, I think, a little bit, like at the time when England was covered in oak, and obviously when we conquered the world, like with the empire, the forests all disappeared. Basically, from what I've read, it all got turned into boats. It all got turned into ships. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm. All the forests. Progress.
Yeah. You know?
Does Albion still exist? Does it exist in the blood, in memory, in our DNA?
Yeah, I don't know why we... I hate to use this expression, but I don't know why we dumb it down so much, you know? We're Elizabethans, you know? That's what we are, like. You know, we're still, like, firmly entrenched in history. It's all around us. I'm not a royalist. But we can't deny what we are, and that's what we are. Well, I am. I'm an Elizabethan. Doesn't mean I'm... Is that going to go? But in the... I don't know. I'd love to go back to the other Elizabethan age, you know? Like, a time of alchemy and true adventure. When you got on board the ship and set sail from Portsmouth, where you literally didn't know where you were going. Maps weren't complete, you know? Charts were going out and being written by Englishmen, like by Europeans.
Wow, that was actually really beautiful. Okay. How did you find the Richard Wollstonecraft experience, given that it's based on Yeats's poem, The Second Coming?
I don't know, I can't not be interested in anything to do with that poem that's like richly evocative. That's a bit of a cliche, but yeah, it got me every time, that poem. But, I don't really know what you mean, though, actually.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does with it, because apparently he's editing it at the moment, and how he draws this journey of Yeats's, and that we're all crawling to Albion.
Yeah, well, each on our own spiritual journey.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no script. We just did what we usually did, didn't we? Just hung out and just banged out tunes on acoustic guitars. And that was it. And then Peter read a bit from the poem, and that was that, you know.
We ran around Bond's Common looking for Pan. And
did you find him? Of course.
We did, actually. I had this... Well, Jerome did a bit of Crowley's Hymn to Pan, and then I had this sort of free moment of poetry of finding him in the trees.
She was brilliant. She was absolutely amazing.
But I haven't seen it yet. And then we went to have a look at little statue of Mark Boland further up the ride. Don't know if you've ever been there, but it's lovely.
He's a Pan-like figure. If you like pop stars in the modern tradition, capturing the imagination of young people, especially, who, you know, when you still have that complete, like, true love and passion for music, you know? Queue up all day long to get down the front and be within touching distance of this figure who's you, is basically a demigod, you know, like, and the music is like Pan's flute, you know, or skipping along into oblivion, or just chasing the melody and...
Just it takes you to the most exquisite realms that are sort of uncontaminated by daily life. They're just... It's a wonderful journey.
And that's what Albion should be.
Yeah,
uncontaminated by the modern world.
Yeah, and it's capitalism.
It's a different plateau, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just more of a mentality now.
Well, that's where the artist seeks to go and to create. Are there any more roles in film-wise that you'd like to pursue?
Yeah, I've just finished the film I was doing based on Alfred de Musset. And that's coming out very soon. But in the meantime, I've been offered a part. I've been offered a script. It's complete opposite of that film I just made. It's like it's all like sex and drugs and guns. But they want me to learn French and get a six-pack.
So filming doesn't start till September 2013.
Okay.
Basically.
But I was going to say, did you empathise with the character of Alfred Dobson?
Octave. Yeah, completely.
Mm.
Ish. I didn't empathise with him. That's the reason I did the film, was because of the script.
Yeah.
The script was so beautiful. I couldn't not do it. You know?
Yeah. I really look forward to seeing it. We've seen the trailer on YouTube, which I thought was lovely.
It's really beautiful. Empathy, isn't that? Can you empathise?
Empathy is like sympathy. Empathy is sympathy and understanding.
Right, but you can only empathise. You can sympathise with somebody, but you can only empathise with somebody if you've been through there. It.
Yeah, I was about to say that. That's very true. Isn't
yeah.
It?
And so you just mentioned the character's
not 100 miles from where you're coming from.
No, he's a bit of a dick sometimes. So he gets himself in a duel and then loses, which I didn't like. I tried to get him to change so I won the duel, but that was the story of my life, really, because what she liked most about my acting, in inverted commas, was like she refused to let me take acting lessons or anything, and every take we did that I felt really uncomfortable and unhappy with, she thought it was an amazing take, and I'd be like, no, look, I didn't feel comfortable. She went, yeah, I know, that's why it was good.
Because it was raw.
Basically couldn't lose with Sylvie, because she came out, when I was living in the country, she came out as well. And we did a lot of wandering through the forest and looking for Pan in the dark, you know? Dark forest, no street lights.
Did you find Pan?
And we found a police dog. I don't know if we found Pan. But while I was out there, he was always with me anyway. I didn't have to really find him. He was always there guiding my way.
No, the fields around the house were beautiful. And I think Pan is there. You know, Pan will always be there.
What's Pan?
English, well, you could describe it. I mean, he's the archetype.
He's like a pixie god.
He's what nature. Satan, what people...
God of revelry as well. God of revelry. God of music and nature and love... all combined, but the Greeks, he's a Greek god.
They're Bacchus and Dionysus, aren't they? Sort of
there's
their
many
variations.
Different explanations, yeah. Different variations. You've got Abraxas, and then you have... But Christianity did also base Satan on him, and Crowley talks a lot about him in his work. And he's almost like a satyr, sort of skipping through the trees.
Yeah, he's a spiritual survivor from... an age before technology.
Okay, yeah. Right.